Yes, thank you for coming to my office. Close the door and sit down, please. Good. So you've been working for the firm for 2 weeks now, and I have to say, I'm not very impressed with your work product. It's generally been slow and sloppy, and you aren't even paying attention to detail as much as you should. I've gone over these things with you, and yet you don't seem to be implementing the training I've given you. I get the feeling that you're having trouble having a female boss. Is this correct? I thought so. I see you get very distracted around me, and I have a feeling that's due to my appearance. Yes? Well, you're going to have to get used to it. I can't change the fact that I'm tall and I have very large breasts, can I? Just the other day, you were walking around the corner and you walked right into me, your face falling into my cleavage, so I assume it was unintentional. Good. Still, I can see how distracting I am to you. Well, that's happened to males under my supervision before, and I have a way of dealing with that, and improving your work product. Let me just press this button on my desk. There we are. You'll notice that I just activated the shackles on your chair. Your ankles and wrists have been effectively bound. Don't be nervous. This is all a part of your training. I'm going to unzip your pants and take out your penis now. There we are. Don't be so startled. Just relax. Relax. Going to cradle it in my palm and run my hand back and forth. Back and forth. That's it. You're starting to grow in my palm. Good. I love to feel a male's penis harden in my hand as I stroke him. It's getting harder and harder with every stroke. Good boy. I can feel your heartbeat in your penis, and it's beating very fast. Just calm down. Take some deep breaths. That's it. Calm down. Good boy. You've gotten so hard in my hand. I can feel your penis twitch and jump as I stroke you back and forth. Back and forth. Males are so predictable and so controllable. All it takes is some experience stroking, and against their will, they get hard in my hands, just like you have. Now I'm going to spread a special cream on your balls. It will feel very cold at first. There we are. I'll just spread it around as I stroke you. That's it. I'm going to spread the cream up your penis now, spreading it all over your shaft and all over the head. You're shuddering. Calm down. Now, I'm just going to take my hands off your genitals and wait, just a little bit. You should feel your scrotum and penis start to tingle as the cream takes effect. The firm has developed this cream to help with the male employees with their work product. You see, you've been hired by the firm under false pretenses. The firm is not interested in how well you fill out an Excel spreadsheet. The firm is interested in how well you can fill up a sperm canister. That's what I have under my desk here. The cream on your genitals should be making them rather warm by now. I can see it's having the desired effect on your balls. They're starting to expand. Not only does the cream increase the sperm production in your balls drastically, it also has a hypnotic effect on your mind, making you more docile and submissive. Shh. Don't be afraid. You will find the rest of your life quite pleasurable. For as long as you live, that is. So many whimpers from you. Are your balls beginning to ache? Yes, it has that effect. Your scrotum is like an overripe melon now, so hard and swollen. It's full of semen. Does it hurt you? I can see that it does. Do you want that incredible tension and aching to go away? I can release that tension from you. Oh, your brain is getting so fuzzy, isn't it? Can you remember your name? You can't. Can you remember how you got here? Think hard. Oh, you look so confused. It's hard to remember those things, isn't it? What a pathetic creature you are. Males, they're all the same. So easy to control through their genitals. So easy to milk. Let me tell you what you are and why you're here. You are pathetic milking cattle. That's all you are. Does my pathetic little cow need to be milked? Say, please milk me, mistress. Say it. Good boy. And why does this pathetic male need to be milked? Oh, because it hurts so much. I can see that. You're shivering all over from the tension in your balls, aren't you? Yes, you are. Well, don't worry. You're going to get your first milking right now. Just let me put the collection bulb over the head of your penis. It just spasmed. You're so desperate, aren't you? Feel the nail of my finger slide the bulb tight over your glands. There we are. This bulb is connected to a tube that runs down to the sperm canister. It will collect all of your milk. Now it's time for your first milking. There. Doesn't it feel incredible to have your penis back in my hand? I saw your eyes roll back in your head when I put you back in my cradling palm. That feels so good, doesn't it? Yes. Just feel my hand work you up and down and up and down. Listen to those whimpers. You're making so many pathetic sounds. Is that tension in your balls too much? I know it is. You want nothing more than to have all that tension just spurt out of you. I know. To harvest the most milk out of you, we have to build up that tension. It can't be done too quickly, or else we won't get the maximum yield from your balls. Hush now. Hush. Begging me isn't going to help you. I will decide when you're ready. I've been doing this for many years to many pathetic males just like you. I know exactly how to stroke you and work you and milk you. I know exactly how to build up all of that semen in your swollen balls and get an incredible explosion. It just takes time. But I do love to hear all the whimpers and begging from the males in my milking grip. They always sound the same. They always sound just like you do. Before we are done, you will be weeping. You'll be crying and begging for release. And when I finally make you come, you will be spurting and coming for so long that orgasm will feel like it lasts forever. And the incredible pleasure will lobotomize your poor little brain. You will forget everything about yourself. You will just be cattle. You will exist only to be milked. That's all you will know anymore. Every day, a woman just like me will put this cream on your balls and your penis. And you will feel that aching build and build and build as your balls get so engorged with sperm. And you will beg and whimper and plead for your mistress to milk you. And she will. Oh, yes, she will. She will milk you many times a day for as long as you last. Our males can last up to 5 years before they're all used up. Eventually, all that milking and pleasure from their orgasms is just too much for them. One day, after too many milkings, they'll have their final orgasms and their brain just goes. Oh, I can see that scares you. Don't worry, little one. I'm sure you will last quite a few years before your final milking. Just know when it does come, it will be the most amazing orgasm you will ever, ever feel. I have administered the final milking to many males. Ah, it's such a wonderful thing to witness. They just come and come and come for so long. They scream and weep as they come in my hands, emptying gallons of beautiful milk into the sperm canister. Their entire bodies shake in an epileptic seizure for their final orgasm. After they have emptied everything out of themselves, their eyes roll back in their heads and they just go limp. So that's why you're here today. The firm always needs more milking boys. Shh. Quiet. Stop that. Stop all that pleading. I will not let you go. It does no good to try to struggle against the shackles. You are held tight. I've got you. And I'm much stronger than you. You see? You can't escape. It's better if you just accept it. It's not such a bad life to be a little milking boy. It's important to have a purpose in life, and you have such an important purpose. You will feel such pleasure to fulfill that purpose every single day. And you will be begging to serve your purpose. That's not so bad, is it? No, it isn't. I can see your pre-cum just oozing out of you. You want to come so badly, don't you, you poor little creature? Your balls are so big right now. Whenever I touch them to see how full they are, you let out little yelps. It hurts so much, doesn't it? All you can think about is how badly you want all that thick cream in your balls to just come out. There's so much pressure down there. It's like you can feel every little sperm cell swimming around your balls. Can't you? They are swimming around so frantically. They want so badly to be free. They want so badly to just shoot out of you in thick white robes of semen, don't they? I know they do. All those frantic little sperm cells making you ache so much. Poor pathetic male. Your tears are running down your cheeks. It's just like the pre-cum running all over my hands. You're weeping from both of your heads. I always love this state you males fall into. They can't form words anymore because they're so desperate to come. They just whimper and cry like you're doing now. No, go ahead. Try to ask me. Try to beg me to let you come. You see? You can't do it anymore. You can't even speak, you poor baby. You just stare at me with your pleading little puppy dog eyes and that shivering head and whimper and whine. How pathetic. When I first hired you, I knew you would make a perfect addition to our milking stables. I couldn't wait to break you like I'm breaking you now. Watching your willpower and sense of self fade away. Watching every thought in your head just be replaced by that one thought in this head throbbing in my hand. That thought just wants to come. It just wants to come so badly, doesn't it? Shh. Quiet. Your little whimpers and yelps have become annoying. It's time for you. Your balls can't get any bigger. I can just feel all the semen churning around in there. The pressure on your scrotum is so great. Feels like you could just pop like a balloon, doesn't it? Poor little male. I've built you up and built you up, and now you're like a bomb that needs to explode. It's time to take everything out of those hard, swollen balls. Your orgasm is going to make you scream so loud. But don't worry, little one. No one will be able to hear you. My office is completely soundproofed, just for this reason. Now listen to me closely. Listen, little milking boy. Listen to me and obey. Come. 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 That's it, boy. Come. Come. Oh, it's just exploding out of you. Oh, good boy. Keep coming. Keep coming. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Doesn't it feel wonderful to be getting out all of that cum? Oh, there's so much of it. It just keeps coming and coming. Good boy. Come, come, come. Oh, yes, I know it's hurting now, but I have to keep stroking you. I have to make sure that everything is taken out of your balls. Oh, just take it. Just take it, good boy, and keep coming. That's it. Keep coming. Oh, good. Good. Very good. There we are. Shh. Quiet. I know it was intense. It was so intense. Shh. Stop whimpering. Stop whimpering. So many pathetic whimpers and whines from you. It's so annoying. I'll just pull your head into my giant bosom and muffle those pathetic sounds of yours. This is where you always wanted to be, isn't it? With your face between my breasts. Bet you didn't think it would be like this. Whimpering and weeping after I just milked you mercilessly. Pathetic male. You're having trouble breathing in there, aren't you? Ah, just fall asleep now. Fall asleep, pet. And there you go. When you wake up, you will be in a milking stable where you will spend the rest of your life. I own you now, little one. Now, just dream of the only thing that still exists in that pathetic little brain of yours. Just dream of being milked and milked and milked and milked.